WBTV's Good Question is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network, powered by Ortho Carolina. Now offering video visits so you can take control of your orthopedic care from the comfort of your home. Schedule online at orthocarolina.com. Ortho Carolina, you improved.
How much are you paying to fill up? Gas prices in the Carolinas are rising, but why?
You kind of have the perfect recipe for gas prices to be higher.
We're asking how long it will last. This is WBTV's Good Question. Welcome to WBTV's Good Question. Alex Giles here with my WBTV colleagues, Jamie Bull, Jess Dyer. Thank you both for being here. We're talking about gas prices today. Full disclosure, September 21st, 2021, as we record this, we've had hurricanes impacting the Gulf Coast the last few weeks. That's impacted oil refineries, which in turn impacts gas supply, which impacts prices at the pump. AAA reports North Carolina's current gas price average, $2.96 a gallon, 5 cents more expensive than a month ago, 94 cents more expensive than this time last year. South Carolina, $2.91 a gallon, 3 cents more expensive than a month ago, $1.01 more expensive than this time last year. Jamie, wanted to ask, have you noticed higher gas prices in the area?
Absolutely. It's hard not to, right? Mm-hmm. I know we've taken a couple of road trips, summer travel kind of thing, you know, for vacations. And yeah, when you're filling up, you're like, ooh, that took a little bigger bite than I thought it was going to take. Yeah. And it used to be back in the day, right? You'd make that little run across the state line into South Carolina and pay maybe 20 cents cheaper.
Brian.
It's really not that way anymore. So you're kind of stuck, and it obviously impacts lots of people's budgets.
Jess, we've talked about gas prices for the Good Question podcast before and how different factors come into play and those prices can really shift.
We've had a lot going on. We had the pipeline shut down. We had, I know for a while a big topic was summer travel was picking up again because things were getting a little more normal. So prices were going up. So it's just been a constant, like, what is the price? How high is it now?
Yeah. And then after all that, you kind of throw in the fact that you just get a hurricane, which is random for a lot of people. And then that can impact prices as well. Mm-hmm. We talked to somebody from AAA of the Carolinas about how this has impacted prices in both North Carolina and South Carolina. Very interesting. So we're going to let folks listen to that. Guys, thank you.
You bet.
We always bring in someone with expertise about our given topic to answer our good questions. Today, we are talking to Tiffany Wright, spokesperson from AAA. Tiffany, first, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. For transparency purposes, we are recording this on Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. I know a lot of people think of AAA for car service, roadside assistance, but AAA also monitors big picture traveling stories like what's happening with the gas prices, right?
No, you hit it right on the head, Alex. I mean, yes, you know, we make travel forecasts. You know, obviously we're about traffic safety, so we always want to talk about, you know, traffic safety and improving our roads and our bridges. But yes, gas prices are very popular with us. So it's something that we do track and it's something that we do follow because we know that, you know, gas prices affect our wallet. So it's very important to people out there.
I know you guys recently released new information about gas prices being impacted by Hurricanes Ida and Nicholas. How did those storms cause gas prices to rise?
Well, you know, we expected that we were going to see an uptick, you know, especially with Ida. But you have to realize then you just fast forward 2 weeks later and that process now is slowed down even more when we talk about Hurricane Nicholas. Right now on the Gulf Coast, we have about 23% of our refineries are offline. So that's what we're seeing with the tightening of supply. And then add to that, the U.S. dollar is stronger. So crude oil prices are even higher. So you kind of have the perfect recipe, unfortunately, for gas prices to be higher. So it's all going to depend on just when they can get those refineries back online to see exactly when we'll see a little bit of relief at the pumps.
Gosh, I was about to say, do you know from experience that just whenever a storm like this is brewing, does that mean that the refineries, do they just shut down operation?
Well, you know, a lot of times, and when we saw it, especially with Ida, we had the Colonial Pump Pipeline shut down one and two, and they do that for a number of reasons. The biggest reason being that they're trying to anticipate and prevent any of that damage. So that's what they do with the shutdown. So that helps prevent any damage that might occur when we're talking about a hurricane. But then, you know, when we get to the big picture, we have to look after, you know, the storm and assess the damage. And so then when you take a look at the damage, you see which refineries have been affected and then which of those refineries are going to affect our supply. And unfortunately, when we're talking about getting, you know, we're talking about over 20 refineries being down, 20%, I mean, of refineries being down on the Gulf Coast. That is, of course, going to cause some tightening of prices at the pump. The good thing I will say about this, though, Alex, is what we didn't see, you know, in previous storms is we didn't see a lot of people going out and panic buying. And that was good to see. You know, we sometimes can be our own worst enemy when it comes to these situations. So it was good to see that we didn't have people flocking out to the pumps, filling up every car in their fleet, which would lead to shortages. So that was a good thing to see.
I know we're talking about, for instance, Ida brewing in the Gulf. When something like this happens, do prices rise for states across the country, or do we get hit harder because we're in the Carolinas? Does geography matter?
Yeah, it does. And that's a very good point you bring up. We tend to get hit harder than most states when we're talking about out west. But typically, it's a nationwide thing when people are going to see an uptick at the pumps. We, unfortunately, see it at a higher level. So, you know, while other states might experience, you know, 3 or 4 cents at the pump, we might go anywhere from, you know, 6 to 10 to even sometimes 15 or 20 cents at the pump, depending on, you know, just how bad the storm is. So, yeah, it can be, you know, based on geography. But for the most part, anytime we have a natural disaster, it's a knee-jerk reaction with the market. So you're going to see, you know, that you're going to see prices go up. It happens with anything. It's sort of like, and you know this in the TV news biz, it's sort of like, you know, when we tell people that, you know, a storm's coming or something's about to happen, everybody goes out and they buy the milk and they buy the bread. And, you know, all of that's a knee-jerk reaction. It's not that stores don't have milk and bread. It's just that everybody kind of panics. So you do see that in the market as well. Whenever we're talking about natural disasters, it's a knee-jerk reaction. No matter what, even if our supplies are ample, even if we have a ton of supply, prices unfortunately still uptick.
You literally led right into my next question, because I was going to say, yeah, how much of this has to do with just the markets reacting to news that storms are brewing, and how much of it actually has to do with, you know, any sort of shortage?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, 9 times out of 10, it's mostly not the shortages. Now, you know, we had that situation back before when the Colonial Pipeline, we had that whole thing when it was down and it was a disaster, and that was terrible. That wasn't even a natural disaster, but you know, that's a whole different ballgame. But when we're talking about a natural disaster, it really is a knee-jerk reaction, because, you know, I could sit here and tell you, Alex, we're fine. We have a ton of supply domestically. Nobody panic. We're fine. But I can't control what the market does. And that's what the market does, is they go, okay, wait a minute. We want to anticipate any problems, any distribution problems that might arise, any issues that might arise as we're talking about distribution and getting those supplies to those stations. And so that's when you see that uptick. And then, you know, this is the time of year when typically gas prices are going down. You know, we see them, you wake up one morning, they're down a penny, another day, they're down another penny. I mean, this is where we're entering our winter driving season, when demand is relatively low. You know, usually Labor Day is that last final hurrah of the summer. So that's the last time we see kind of a big uptick in prices, you know, barring a natural disaster, but that's what happened. And so, you know, unfortunately, when gas prices should be kind of sliding down, they are unfortunately ticking upwards.
I think you guys mentioned in the information that you released that, I guess, almost 94 cents more expensive than this time last year in North Carolina, and more than a dollar more expensive in South Carolina. Is that correct?
It is correct. You know, South Carolina, we all know, has been spoiled for years.
Right.
You know, they're always, South Carolina is always in the top 10 in the country for lowest gas prices. But when you look at it, everything's relative to everyone's situation, right? So everyone's looking at it like, wait a minute, we are really paying, you know, a dollar and a cent more than we were this time last year. And in North Carolina, you know, it's anywhere from 95 to 98 cents more than we were paying this
year. And is that
last
per gallon?
You have to realize, realize this though, Alex, look where we were last year. I mean, think about what we were.
Right.
People weren't driving. So when you think about demand being so low, you know, that's why prices were so low. And we hadn't seen crude oil prices where they were in decades. So I think, you know, those were the big reasons why we're paying more, you know, than we were last year. It's just because we weren't driving. But, you know, in the big scheme of things, when we look at what's going on with the Gulf Coast, We still are in a good situation, in that I know I say it, but, you know, we do have a pretty good amount of supply. There is a distribution reshuffle behind the scenes when things like this happen. So say, for example, Alex's gas station doesn't get his supply, usually gets a supply on Monday. Maybe he gets his on Wednesday. And that leads to a little bit of, not necessarily shortages or outages, but it can lead to that if people do panic buy. So it's a little bit of reshuffling behind the scenes. But unfortunately, with all that reshuffling, prices tend to stay high.
Absolutely. On your earlier point, fair to say that it was unusually low last year, and I guess a little bit unusually high this year just because of what's happened with storms.
You know, what's happened with the storm, too, and then you have to realize that with our demand, and you look at the fact we had no people, you know, we had people on the roads, right? But, just the demand was ridiculously higher than it was last year. So you have, you have all of the reasons for gas prices to be a lot higher this year. So, you know, like I said, everything's relative. Yes, we're paying, 95 cents more than we were last year, not anywhere from 95 cents to a dollar more than we were this last year. The good news is we've only gone up, around 5 or 6 cents, if we're talking about on the week, so if we look at the big picture, it's not like we are just, skyrocketing up with gas prices. But I always tell people the unfortunate thing with gas prices is, they shoot up like a rocket, but they unfortunately fall like a feather. So, when you see these prices sometimes go up overnight, they don't go down as quickly as they go up, unfortunately. But I do think with demand, now that demand is settling down and demand's going to be relatively low, we have kids back in school, we're not taking those summer trips. The last summer trips were typically, for Labor Day, those big vacations, if you will. I think we're going to see some leveling off, but it's all going to depend on how quickly they can get those refineries back online.
We are talking to Tiffany Wright, a spokesperson for AAA of the Carolinas, asking her about gas prices. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care doesn't have to wait because after hours, urgent care knows accidents happen. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
At Ortho Carolina, personalized orthopedic care goes beyond my appointment. Accessible, comprehensive, and compassionate. It's my care, my way.
Schedule your appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
We are back now with Tiffany Wright, a spokesperson from AAA of the Carolinas, talking to her about recent storms and how they've impacted gas prices here in the Carolinas. Tiffany, you were just mentioning getting the refineries back online. Is there any way to tell how long it takes to get them back up and running at full operations?
It's hard to tell. Sometimes, it's just a few days here and there. But when we talk about the fact that, you hit it right on the head, we had two storms and they were back to back. So it really did slow down that process. If we just had Ida happen and then it was okay, we can take a breather now. And then now things are, we would have been right now back to where we needed to be. But then, that's all exasperated when you start talking about, we had Hurricane Nicholas and all this stuff is happening on the Gulf Coast, and that's where we're getting our supplies. So unfortunately, that's what's led for prices not to be stabilized and be where they typically are this time of year.
So refineries, could potentially be back in a couple of days. How long can it take for the prices to adjust though? How long until folks see the price drop?
Well, yeah, put me on the spot, Alex. Let me look at my crystal ball here. I really don't know.
I
would like to say we would see some relief within the next couple of weeks. Unfortunately, we have had a tightening of supply. Okay.
Sure.
So when you have a tightening of supply and then, even the fact that, the refineries go back online, it still takes a while for everything to kind of level off and for everything to settle down. So I would say we would see anything within the next, couple weeks, I'd like to think, but don't add another hurricane in there because then we'll be right back. Prices are going to go up even higher, unfortunately, but it's all part of the cycle when we talk about that. The good news is we think that they're going to be up and running here relatively quickly. It's just hard to tell. I don't know what all I don't know the damage and what all has been assessed down there to see just how quickly they can get things back online. But, you know, I've been pretty impressed with what they've done over the years that I've been doing this, is that, you know, they'll have a storm and you'll see all kinds of damage. And then, mm-hmm. you know, it's just days and they're back online. So, you know, I have faith that they'll get back online and prices will get down to where they need to be.
I was about to say, you mentioned another potential storm. You better knock on wood when you say something like that and make folks real nervous.
I don't even know why I said it. Why did I say it?
do you know what prices, I guess, would have been this year had it not been for the storms? Would they still have been a good bit higher than what folks were seeing last year just because
I think they would have been. I mean, right now, North Carolina's average is sitting at about 297, and in South Carolina, it's about 291. You know, I would say we could take those down maybe 10 cents.
Okay.
You know, and that's just me predicting, thinking that that's where they would be. It's hard to tell. It really is hard to tell. I mean, we were definitely going to be paying a lot more than we were last year. And that's just based on the fact of demand. And when you have demand and everybody just flooding out, you know, to our roads and our highways, we didn't have that last year as people were staying home. And even though people are still working from home, demand has still gone up. But now that we're entering our winter driving season and our winter travel season, which has less people on the roads, we will see some leveling off at the pumps. But again, you know, I say that, but I don't know how long that's going to be before we see that relief, depending on when those refineries get back online.
In all seriousness, we talk about storms and hurricane mm-hmm. season. Panic buying is always discouraged, correct?
It really is. And I know it's so hard. It's so easy for us to sit here and tell people not to do that. And, mm-hmm. you know, people sit that, you know, we'll sit back and go, well, I've got a trip coming up. You know, I'm going to visit my family, you know, in the mountains or wherever the case might be. And it's hard for us to not go out and buy gasoline. But it's just, like I said, we can be our own worst enemy if we normally consume. You know, when your gas is getting low and your tank's getting empty, then you go fill up. But when we start topping off vehicles, we start filling up our entire fleet, you know, filling up cars that we don't even drive, you know, they just sit there in our driveway. That's when we lead to that. That's when it leads, the panic buying leads to shortages and in some cases outages. And so that's what can be unfortunate, that we can sometimes be our own worst enemy. But if I can encourage that anytime we have a natural disaster and we hear about pipelines going down or we hear about refineries being offline, it's just important to remember, look, we're going to be fine. We're going to get through this. But what you don't need to do is make the situation worse by running out and panic buying and topping off your vehicles when they don't need to be. Because you got to realize there are people out there, you know, our tow operators included, people out there that are on the front lines and they're servicing people every day. And those are the ones that are out there that really need the fuel. You know, you topping off for a trip in 2 weeks or something like that, you know, that unfortunately that's what's leading to the problem. So, you know, the people that are out there that need it, that need to be filling up every day, and those people know who they are. And the people that don't need to be filling up know who they are too. So it's just important that we don't panic buy, because that's just, I know it's easier said than done, but we really can be our own worst enemy.
A lot of great information. Tiffany, before we let you go, any advice for people about how to find the best gas prices right now at a time when we know the prices are a little higher than normal?
Yeah, well, you know, we have an app and it does tell you where gas availability is, but we always encourage this to be a smart consumer at the pump. What I mean by that is, you know, shop low. You know, that will encourage other retailers to keep their prices relatively low as well. You know, the real thing with, you know, the gas market is so competitive because people really want to get you inside for the real fuel. That's the chips and the soda and all that. They want to get you inside. So they'll take a couple hits, you know, at the pump to get you inside for the real fuel. So it's important that you're a smart consumer, you shop low, because that encourages other retailers to keep their prices low as well.
Tiffany, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
One more time. You know, we could say it to one in the face, but that really is, when we start talking about gas prices in this situation we've been talking about with hurricanes, that really is the big thing to keep in mind. I mean, look, there's only so much we can control with refineries and our supplies right. getting to us in the Carolinas, but, you know, we just don't need to be part of the problem. We need to be part of the solution.
Great message there. Tiffany Wright, spokesperson for AAA of the Carolinas. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Alex. You guys have a good one.
Thanks for listening to WBTV's Good Question, a podcast from On Your Side Tonight. If you have a good question, email goodquestion@wbtv.com or use the hashtag OYSTonight on Twitter. Watch On Your Side Tonight with Jamie Bowl live on weeknights at 7:30 on WBTV. If you can't make 7:30, you can watch WBTV anytime on Roku, Amazon Fire, or Apple TV. WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jess Dyer. Special thanks to Jamie Bowl. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz. Production coordinator is Taylor Robinson. And post-production supervisor, Jeremy Davis. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios at Advent Coworking in Charlotte, North Carolina.